Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. That's Eric bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Steve Forbes. Steve is chairman, editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. You know who he is. He needs a little introduction. His new book is called Reviving America, How Repealing Obamacare, Replacing the Tax Code, and Reforming the Fed Will Restore Hope and Prosperity. And it looks like President Trump is on his way to making some of that happen, Steve. But before we get into that, I want to ask you, I asked you in the previous segment, what did Trump do in the first 2 weeks that was really good? But I got to ask you, we got to balance that out. What did he do that was really bonehead in the first 2 weeks?
Well, it's not policy per se. It's the fact that the way things, especially the immigration order, was introduced and carried out. If you look at the objective of it, taking a hard look at the vetting processes and the like, all very normal.
Right,
but it wasn't done in the. Then it just opened it up for all the opponents. Now everyone thinks every Muslim is banned,
yeah.
And it isn't. All the courts are jumping in.
But he hasn't
stepped in.
He doesn't catch any kind of a break. I mean, whatever they do that has the least little bit of a slip, they turn it into. They magnify it 1,000 times.
And every administration's got to find its sea legs. Every single one. And he's not made the mistakes, say, the big ones like John Kennedy did with the Bay of Pigs, you remember back in the
right.
early
1960s. Right.
So he hasn't done that. But given the fact that they know they're being watched with a microscope and that the media is ready to pounce on them for even getting up in the morning, they've just got to be a little more careful on how they do things, knowing they aren't going to catch a break.
But doesn't that make shouldn't that make him more resolute in being successful?
I don't think he's lacking resolution at all.
But success will shut them up on it.
I don't see any sign of him backing off. But this gets to what you mentioned earlier, and that is the need to move ahead on health care, move ahead especially on taxes. And one of the things that the House Republicans, this is not President Trump of the White House, the House Republicans, led by, of all people, Paul Ryan, are pushing this, what they call a border tax, a border adjustable tax, which is the equivalent of a 20% sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to kill working families.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they say they need the money for tax cuts. Well, the purpose of tax cuts, you don't replace one tax with another.
Right.
You just cut them.
It won't help people to cut their taxes on pay they're not going to get.
Yeah, exactly. And one thing you never do, especially on the federal level, is introduce a new tax, one that is hidden in prices, like they do in Europe with the VAT, and it only goes in one direction.
So isn't that against the law for Republicans?
Give them that tool.
Is it against the law for Republicans to propose a new tax? I thought that was against the law.
I thought so. And I'm looking through the law books now because
do you think there's going to be a big fight between Trump and the Republicans on tax reform?
I think they're trying to avoid it, and this is also where I wish they would move fast on tax cuts now, big ones. They need to make amendments later.
We were promised that, weren't we?
We were, and I think given what we were talking about, this guy's going to get hammered no matter what he does. Getting a big tax cut through, business and personal, make it retroactive to the first of the year.
Right.
So that every business, every working person sees right away good things are coming from this presidency, and that gives you the working, it gives
right.
you the political capital for the storms ahead.
What about health care reform now? He's taken some steps against Obamacare. One thing he told all the agencies, do not impose any Obamacare penalties on people. Stop that. What are some other things they're going to do? Are we going to get that this year?
They have to. And they can do basic things, even with legislation, so people don't have to worry about backsliding. formally get rid of the individual mandate, formally get rid of the business mandate.
Right.
So you don't have to worry if Joe works an extra half hour, suddenly you've got a bunch of extra costs. You add an extra person, suddenly you're in new territory. Get rid of all that stuff.
We need to promote health savings accounts. I know that you're a proponent
absolutely
of that. I have been for a long time.
Does
the Republicans have a replacement?
Well, they've got ideas. The Republican Study Group, for example, study committee has a 186-page bill. They've got ideas on having backstop, having safety nets, such as having high-risk pools for people who have chronic conditions. So nobody has to be left on the street on this thing. But I'm kind of surprised, given all the years they've had to think about it, the House Republicans and Senate Republicans didn't have something more fleshed out that they could.
That's what their detractors have been saying. Well, they ought to have something ready to go.
Yeah, and some of the members do. So, you know, pick something and start moving on it.
What is good?
Transparency things.
If both health care and tax reform stretch into next year, I think that's going to be seen as a failure.
It's going to be a disaster for the midterm elections.
Yeah.
And it only takes 25 seats or so to lose 28 seats to lose control of the House. You lose control of the House and all hell's going to break loose. So they've got to move fast on this stuff.
Steve, my polling of my audience says that 94% want to repeal and replace Obamacare, but 65% say take the time to do it right.
Yeah, and get rid of the bad stuff first. So, you can get up in the morning and not worry about, am I going to trip up on this? Be able to focus more time on doing business. How about that?
Yeah, exactly. Forbes.com, folks. That's Steve's website. He and I will be right back after these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
To see you back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.